The Metaphysical Club, written by Louis Menand, read by Henry Leva. Part 1. Oliver Wendell Holmes, Jr. was an officer in the Union Army. He stood 6'3" tall and had a soldierly bearing. In later life, he loved to use military metaphors in his speeches and his conversation. He didn't mind being referred to good-naturedly as Captain Holmes, and he wore his enormous military mustaches until his death in 1935 at the age of 93. The war was the central experience of his life, and he kept its memory alive. Every year he drank a glass of wine in observance of the anniversary of the Battle of Antietam, where he had been shot in the neck and left briefly behind enemy lines for dead. But Holmes hated the war. He was 20 years old and weighed just 136 pounds at the time of his first battle at Ball's Bluff, where he was shot through the chest. He fought bravely and he was resilient, but he was not strong in a brute sense, and as the war went on, the physical ordeal was punishing. He was wounded 3 times in all, the 3rd time in an engagement leading up to the Battle of Chancellorsville, when he was shot in the foot. He hoped the foot would have to be amputated so he could be discharged, but it was spared, and he served out his commission. Many of his friends were killed in battle, some of them in front of his eyes. Those glasses of wine were toasts to pain. Holmes recovered from the wounds. The effects of the mental ordeal were permanent. He had gone off to fight because of his moral beliefs.